Since the debate, reporters have been all over Republican senators, particularly those who are up for re-election. In the basement of the U.S. Capitol, CNN's Ted Barrett caught up with Sullivan.
Senator, should the president have condemned white supremacy at the debate the other night? You didn't see the debate.
I didn't. I was doing another event for
You certainly
myself.
Have heard about it. You think it was mishandled?
Hey, great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
Does
you.
It hurt your race, him saying things like that?
Sullivan let the door close on the Senate subway car without answering.
Okay.
He put out a statement later saying, I have consistently and unambiguously denounced white supremacy and expect all others to do the same. It doesn't explicitly answer the question Sullivan was asked in the basement, whether the president should have condemned white supremacy. In other Dan Sullivan news, the senator was one of six Republicans to vote with Democrats on a bill to protect the Affordable Care Act by preventing the government from joining legal challenges to overturn the law.
Mr. Sullivan, aye.
The vote was on a procedural motion, not the bill itself. Sullivan spokeswoman Amanda Coyne says the senator believes the issue is worth a broader Senate debate. Sullivan's vote was a surprise, since he has argued and voted in favor of overturning the Affordable Care Act. All six Republicans who voted with Democrats are in tight races, except for Senator Lisa Murkowski, who is not on the ballot in November. Her vote was not surprising, since she has broken with her party in the past to support the Affordable Care Act. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.